producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know how to go there. You know how to get there, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact. They work one with another. Can also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. I can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, whatever that may be worth concerning Twitter. Still have to give you that information. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, give us a call within the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Can we all say together in unison, true that? And folks, true that is exactly right on the smack. What's going on in your country today is so far out there, folks. I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to understand that this is foreign government. This is not American government. This is an individual attempting to tear down the Constitution of the United States and attempting to recreate it in his own devilish image. Read John 10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what we have been seeing from this devil in the White House and his devilish little minions in the administration as well. And folks, until we start calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change. Case in point, just a little bit earlier, before we get on the radio show here, I always ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about? What is it that you want to go to the people? How do you want to feed the sheep? How do you want to smack the goats? Whatever the case might be. And without fail, it'll come. And throughout the day, little things will just drop on me. It's like, yep, that needs to be highlighted. That needs to be highlighted. And one of the things that came forward was a picture of, it was an article from, again, a self-proclaimed conservative. And folks, I got to tell you, the problem in this country are the self-proclaimed conservatives. They are the problem. Because again, friends, if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there would be not a left. And I'm going to keep saying that until I hear it come back. I'm casting my bread upon waters until it comes back. And I want it to drop into your ears, but it's true. And folks, in saying that, I seen an article from a self-proclaimed conservative outlet, and they said that Barack Hussein Obama is incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. Folks, I had to reply to their stupidities because you have got to be out of your mind to think that this administration does not know what they are doing. They know it, they don't know the outcome. They don't know what they're going to reap because they're sowing corruption. They're going to reap corruption. But the fact of the matter is, folks, this administration knows exactly what they're doing. They're doing whatever it is that you let them get away with. You can call them incompetent all you want. You can say that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration are losing all day long. But, folks, the truth of the matter is he's not losing. He's winning. He knows exactly what he's doing. He was the one that said he wanted to fundamentally transform this country. Is that what he's been doing because of the allotted time that the American people, through apathy and tolerance, have been giving him over the last 7 years? Why, yes, it is. So how is it that he doesn't know what he's doing? He said he wanted to destroy this country. Is that what he's been doing? And folks, I don't know why it is that the self-proclaimed conservatives are still trying to figure out why it is that he's an apologist for your enemies. They will do everything but call it for what it is, and that to your own demise if you continuously play the fool to a stooge. I mean, this is some crazy stuff going on in this country today, folks. Another thing that was brought up was the spokesliar for Barack Hussein Obama. Just the things that they flippantly say that shoot out of their pie holes. You know, Donald Trump, for what he said about immigration, he's not even a legitimate candidate. You know, that basically outs him from the potential of being the president of the United States of America. You know, when they become the president of the United States of America, they promise to uphold the Constitution, to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. I mean, did these fools really take the time to realize that people are paying attention to what they're saying? But see, they want you to take it for face value. They don't want you to check your facts, when in fact, everything, and again, I'm not a Trumpite, I'm not a Cruz. I'm a Christite, okay? I'm not a Democrat and I'm not an aristocrat. I'm a Christocrat. I'm siding with the Word of God and the Constitution and the enumerated laws, the empire of laws based on common law, which is the Mosaic Institution. Moses, you know, the Old Testament, and Christ who fulfilled the law. Amen. Christ is the end of the law for everyone that believeth. And interestingly enough, what Trump said about illegals coming into this country is constitutionally right on the smack. See, but again, what this administration wants you to do is to believe that he's a constitutional scholar when in fact there's nothing that could be further from the truth. He's not here to uphold the Constitution. He's here to destroy it. And again, folks, going back to the very root of the issue, this is your sin finding you out. This is perfect judgment in this country. This is perfect judgment of God upon a wicked nation, and we have become wicked. What is the definition of wicked, friends? Wicked people are those that know to do the right thing, but choose not to do it. That's the definition of wicked. Those that knew to do the right thing, but did it not. And the fact of the matter is, we have to deal with the issues at hand. We have to do individually. Before we can come together, we the people, we have to individually take responsibility, study our founding documents. The Bible tells us in the book of Timothy, study and show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We know the doctrine. We must know concerning the doctrine, Christ said. What is it? The works of God. Believe on him whom he sent. Yes, and know the doctrine. We need to know what it is that we're talking about. Because, again, once you know your founding documents, religion, Christian religion, and morality, the essential pillars of civil society, as George Washington rightly said, through his farewell address to public schools throughout this country all the way up until 1963, everybody knew that. But the fact of the matter is, until you know those, you know, the fact of the matter is that you can stay stupid all day long, but keep in mind what Thomas Jefferson said. If a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. That's not what he said, but that's what he said. That's youth talk. So, folks, what we need to do is understand that Barack Hussein Obama isn't incompetent. He's a criminal. And I want you to understand that he knows exactly what he's doing, along with his criminal administration. And you better bet your bottom dollar, not only Barack Hussein Obama and the Clinton and the Bushes are all in this together, but we need to wake up and deal with every one of them that has been highlighted and uncovered. You can take a quick break. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And so forth. During the last segment, talking about Barack Hussein Obama and how the professed self-claimed conservatives are talking about how he's incompetent. No, he's not incompetent. And let me say this. If he is incompetent, what does that say for the American people that tolerate his incompetency over the last 7 years? Do you see how this keeps falling back to the lot of the people? Folks, the fact of the matter is, again, as I said, he's attempting to tear down the Constitution of the United States of America, the longest standing constitution in modern history, and he's attempting to recreate it in his own image. And the American people are allowing him to do that. I can't blame somebody else for what the American people are tolerating. And I want people to understand what this is leading to. All this that you're seeing today in this country, these religious extremists, you do need to understand they're already trying to shift it from Muslims to the Christians. And I didn't say that. The DHS said that. You need to understand that this criminal administration is an apologetics. Well, it is. It really is through every one of them. They're apologists for your sworn enemy. Those that say that America is the great Satan, the Muslims say. The Muslims also say that they want to kill the infidels. And here the President of the United States is apologizing and protecting your sworn enemies from who? Every time something goes wrong, what does he do? He gets up to his bully pulpit and he starts to remind the American people, well, the Christians and Jews did this too. You keep in mind, folks, the state-run narrative, and you can mark my words on this, it's going to start to point their finger back at the Christians, folks, even if they have to create it the way that they always have. You know, again, interestingly enough, someone posted the other day, Christian terrorists. The history of Christian terrorists. There's no such thing. And if there is a Christian terrorist, the only terror he is to the devils who tremble and believe. And believe and tremble. They're terror stricken of the Spirit of Christ. So if they want to say it, let's put it into the context so at least they can understand what they're saying, because they don't know the difference as to what they say. And they don't realize that they themselves are being used as useful idiots to dig a pit that they all might fall into. And rest assured they will at end's length. But folks, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, case in point, right-wingers and Bible thumpers are the real threat. This administration's already called the Christians and patriots and constitutionalists and conservatives in this country the terrorists. They're using the Muslims as a political battering ram to get to you, America. And again, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because this is perfect judgment. Right-wingers and Bible thumpers are the real threat. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just yesterday and the day before, I had brought up the fact that there's a third shooter at San Bernardino, California. The eyewitnesses identified three white men with athletic builds that walked into the room and shot it up with black uniforms on, and they labeled all of them, the eyewitnesses did, as white men. Where is the third man? How come the state-controlled narrative was set on the third shooter, and now we haven't heard anything about the third shooter? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit their end aim. Okay? The small portion of those that mean to destroy your country, it doesn't fit their narrative. But they don't want you to know that. They want you to believe that they're all-powerful. They want you to believe that they're all-seeing. When in fact, folks, they're scared to death that you might wake up. Just a reminder. SonsoflibertyMedia.com, mosques and Muslims' homes raided in France. Hundreds of weapons and thousands of rounds of ammo discovered. Of course. You already know this administration has been busted financing and arming ISIS. This administration has been busted doing that over and over. How many whistleblowers do you need, America, before you respond to the crimes of this administration? Mosques and Muslim homes raided in France, hundreds of weapons and thousands of rounds of ammo discovered. Wow! How come we didn't hear about that? Well, you need to understand that France and Germany are taking their orders from the White House. Okay, and keep in mind, Angela Merkel, from the prime minister in Germany, she smacks down her flag and says that Germany belongs to Islam. Keep in mind, Europe is now being plundered because they've accepted everything that God has condemned. So you can understand what's coming down the road if you don't repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you know what I love is, you know, it's funny, and it really is, and I don't know why this keeps coming back to me. But the fact of the matter is, how come nobody's mocking the things that I'm saying anymore? Because I've warned you, America, for how long, what was coming down the road. And now we're here. Where are my demonizers? Where are my critics now? They realize what I've been telling them is right on the money, and now here we are. Oh, let me take it another step, America. Speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, thinking that he is the all-powerful one, making himself as he attempts to sit above the throne of God, which is humorous within itself. Read Isaiah 14. But now Obama says, sonsoflibertymedia.com, he'll take action on gun control without congressional approval. Now, why on God's green earth would he want to disarm you in a state of terror? Why is he apologizing for the Muslims who are trying to kill the infidel? Hello? Why is he entertaining the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House? Why is he sending F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood? Why is he allocating illegally your tax dollars to fund your sworn enemies concerning Muslim Brotherhood? Why is the state-run narrative constantly putting the microphone up to a Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization called CAIR, C-A-I-R? Who's the enemy, America? Come on, let's say it together. We can do this. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. When is this going to become a reality, America? I'll tell you when. When it's too late. And hopefully that's not the case. I hope I'm wrong. Obama says he's going to take action on gun control without congressional approval. What happens when 318 million people stand up and say, no? We have rights, not privileges, criminal. We have rights, not privileges, criminal. We understand who the giver of rights is. And we're not going to capitulate. We're not going to forfeit the rights that hundreds of thousands of our relatives fought, bled, and died to give us. We're not going down that road. But America is tolerating the very administration that many of our veterans are 6 feet under the ground. They are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the very ideologies that America is tolerating today through this criminal administration. He's attempting to set up a new world order, and you better bet your bottom dollar you know who's responsible for the chaos that they create, said George Bush. Play stupid all you want, America. Because that will be the destruction of your country. It's national suicide to play stupid in the face of what's going on. The way that the self-proclaimed and self-professed conservatives are acting out today. Why does he hate us? Folks, why does he hate us? What's this guy's problem? Hey, folks, I just looked this morning. I have it right in front of my face right now. Going line upon line, precept upon precept, I'm doing live radio here, so I'm jumping back over. But did you know that just this morning, video was released of David Perdue, Republican from Georgia. I don't care if he's a representative from Georgia. The Obama administration struggles to answer how terrorists were granted visas into America. Hey, folks, this is the administration that is releasing terrorists that are going back to the Middle East only to stand up and fight Americans on another day. He's been doing that since day one, and America has known this. But this is just in the news this morning. Here's another one for you, friends. These are the people that are to vet, screen, and to protect the American people. One of our representatives was questioning Homeland Security official Kellyanne Bereski about the U.S. visa waiver program today, and she couldn't answer the questions. See, folks, they're doing what they're told to do. That's it. And guess what they know? Absolutely nothing. Guess what they know about their work detail? Absolutely nothing. And yet they're appointed to protect you?
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Just visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
1-866-582-9933. Come on, give it to me, America. Give it to me, 53 countries. We know you're listening. 1-866-582-9933. What are you doing on your front? A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Marcus Tullius Cicero. 106-43 before Christ B.C. Roman statesman, philosopher, and orator. True that? True that. Nobody can deny that. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Let me give you a real quick drop in history real quick, okay? Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history. and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence. P.S. Just a posted note, posted script here for you, friends. Did you know that our forefathers were called terrorists by King George? The same way that this lot is naming you, America, terrorists? You know, it's interesting. They know who the terrorists are, but you're still trying to figure out who the terrorists are? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just highlighting, folks. We're just on a line-upon-line, precept-upon-precept radio show today. Taking it as it comes. Loretta Lynch's pro-Muslim rhetoric stems from her own ties to a pro-terrorist group. You want to know why the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree? Because it's of the same tree. Just in case you didn't know. During those years, the Radical Black Group brought representatives from the Palestinian Liberation Operation, PLO. The group's leader, Mohammed Kanata, called for the liberation of Palestine and expressed support for the terrorist organization. The BLSA defended bringing the terrorists in a letter to the editor of Harvard student newspaper, the Harvard Crimson. Jewish student organizations protested the speeches, especially in 1984. Liberal professor Alan Dershowitz joined the anti-PLO protests. Protesting who? Who was linking arms with the PLO? Loretta Lynch. Just highlighting, folks. Bringing it to the light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there seems to be a Muslim issue at Homeland Security. Remember, Jay Johnson said that it was his purpose there for the plight of the Muslims. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, no fly list, shades of Nazi Germany. This goes back to the Bushes, who are calling for the New World Order. Crime in government, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Maryland Deputy Attorney General busted on video. We should ban all guns. Are these people blind, or are they just taking orders? Are they willfully ignorant, or are they just taking orders? I think there's a little of both. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Muslim Brotherhood has taken over the White House. We've known of the infiltration for many years, friends. We've known this for many years. Even with the Clintons, we knew this. San Bernardino shooter's mother, we're told, the alleged shooter's mother, has ties to the same terror organization that Hillary Clinton does, her Muslim aide. Are you surprised? You know, here's the conservatives, the self-proclaimed conservatives again saying of Hillary Clinton, 70% of them say that she operates above the law. Whose law? She operates on the ignorance of the people that allow her to do the things that she does. Because again, friends, it's not like you don't know who's committing the crimes. But here we have it. You ready for this? There's my 90% law, which condemns, it exposes, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. By the law is the knowledge of the crime that I'm exposing. So let me bring a little gospel in, okay? Now, keep in mind, the gospel doesn't come to us as a premium for virtue, but it represents and presents us with forgiveness for sins. Amen. To those that are dead in their sins. I see so many people trying to justify themselves while they're warring against God's moral law. That's a war that you are going to lose. The law drives me to the foot of Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ, where it can do no more. Where I'm dead to myself, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. I'm baptized with Christ. And I'm alive unto the Father by the power of the Holy Ghost, because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. This is the part where people stumble, because it's a rock of offense. They rail against the law, which is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. Remember, David sang its praises all day long. But today, the modern dayers are saying, you know what? The law's the problem. The law's the problem. The law's the problem. No, you're the problem. It's your heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Going back to, the gospel does not come to us as a premium for virtue, but it presents us with forgiveness for sins. To those that are dead in sins, you have received grace. It's not a reward for health, but a medicine for sickness. Our need for Christ. Here, let me say it this way. The law comes about to a man on the street as a doctor. He identifies the disease within the man's body. And then what he does, that's the law driving him to the foot of the cross to show him his need, only to look to the great physician who can now give him the medicine and heal him. That is the proper understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is not a reward for health. I got to be good in order to be accepted. No, but a medicine for sickness. But once you're accepted to receive the medicine and you understand the price that the great physician paid for you on the cross, out of gratitude, you do everything in your power, power of the Holy Ghost. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5, to honor Him. And every true Christian loves the law of God. Because we know who fulfilled the law, we're saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Yes, I hear a lot of people saying that right now. Oh, Bradley, but you know what? We're saved by faith through grace, or by grace through faith. And it's the gift of God. Yep, you're exactly right. But do you want to go ahead and finish that? Because again, we know that we're not saved by works. We're not saved by the law. We understand all of that. But again, you're saved, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For what purpose? I want to know, what is the purpose of being saved? For we are His workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. Created in Christ Jesus. Here you have it. For what? Good works, which God prepared ahead of time so that we should walk in them, that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Unto good works. Oh, gotcha. So that works comes. Yep. See, folks, I'm not saved by the grace of God, because the law tells me do this and live, but grace says to me live and do this. And when you're really born of the Spirit, you do understand, do you not? What it works in you, the indignation of godly sorrow. Why is it that we always try to avoid what it is when it comes to responsibility? How is it that we love God so much, but we don't want to actually take heed to His commandments? He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. And let me ask you this furthermore. What does godly repentance work in a man? For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay, cool. For behold, this self-same thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort. You are sorry that you broke God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. Okay, so when the Holy Ghost comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16:8, verse 8, what does it work? It works a godly sorrow. And what is the fruit of that? What carefulness it wrought in you. Carefulness for what? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Yet what clearing of yourselves, clearing of myself, yep, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I don't want to offend Him. Yeah, what indignation. This is those that are born of the Spirit of God. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? Sin. Yeah, what fear. Fear of what? Fear of God. Not man. Yeah, what vehement desire. Notice these words. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. Upon what? The sin that crucified the Christ. And whose sin was it? Ours. If I'm sorry for that, then what is my duty? What is my obligation? What does my love say back to my Father? I'll do your biddings. Lord, it is my duty to do so. What is it that you will have me do? Because I'm not playing with what your Son died for. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and his witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Final segment, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this. This is Alexis de Tocqueville, French historian, reporting to the French Senate in the 1800s. Okay, this is my graceful message, friends. I went at your bidding and passed along through their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, emporiums of trade. I even entered their judicial courts and legislative halls. But I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success, that of America, until I entered into the church. It was there as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was so great and free, and why France was a slave. This is a foreigner's observation of who we are. The men that were in the pulpits during the Revolutionary War, after the Revolutionary War, Matter of fact, historian B.F. Morris said of those that Mr. Alexis de Tocqueville was highlighting, he said, the ministers of the revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and achieve our independence than did the ministers in this country. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, whose purpose it is to restrain men from sin, to the army and the country. That's the definition of the true heroes of the Revolutionary War. Those that preceded, those that were a part, those that processed, those that paid the ultimate price. They were preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. This flies in the face of everything you're told. From this administration to school to professors and colleges, which are just an absolute joke. Folks, they're upside down on their heads. The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Well, let's stand up and act like our forefathers, like the Christ. Let's understand what it meant when those that want to change the future are going to have to trouble the present for the right reasons, friends, lawfully. Bishop Charles Galloway said in 1898, mighty men were they, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment. No. Matthew 11:7-8. But heroes of hardihood and lofty courage, and such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call of God. Now, everybody listening to me, good, bad, or ugly, God purposed you for His purposes. You're going to have to ask Him what that is. So we have to have foreigners come into America to tell us who we are, what our history is. It reminds me when I was doing a college in Bloomington, Minnesota. And while I was doing this college, I was doing a presentation on our foundations, and all of a sudden this little wannabe professed Christian stands up and says, we're not a Christian nation. And of course I had to say back to her, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? No, it's an issue of semantics, saith she. I said, no, it's not an issue of semantics, it's an issue of understanding who you are and where it is that you came from. Lo and behold, she sits down like a puppy that was just whooped with the paper. Amen. See, because the Holy Ghost doesn't come to comfort a man that's in sin. The Holy Ghost comes to comfort those that are freed from it as they're pushed along in the war. Matter of fact, that's exactly what it means in Old English, to be pushed along in war. But isn't it interesting? As I was talking to her and she sits down, all of a sudden a Muslim kid raises his hand and he says, I want to tell everybody in this class the reason that we came to America is because you are a Christian nation. You're called the light of the world, and those that are in darkness want to come to the light, the way that you're in the light. I don't need to coerce people that really love God what they're supposed to do. They're moving. And as they're moving, they're asking the Lord to steer that which is moving. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Case in point, friends. Case in point. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, students in Texas protest after teacher is reprimanded for talking about God in class. I've said this for so long, and I want you to understand why it is that I've spent so much time over the last 20 years of my life pouring out into our posterity. Because, folks, if you think things are bad now, can you imagine the up-and-coming generation behind these burnt hippies that are in this administration right now? You haven't seen anything yet. But what I'm trying to say here, friends, is the fact that the younger people are taking responsibility because they understand that they're going to have to pay the price that the generations before them were unwilling to pay because they're too busy at their football games. They're too busy partying it down. They're too busy living in their prosperity and forgetting about God. Read Deuteronomy 8 when you get a moment. Beware lest you forget the Lord your God, who gave you the power to what? Who gave you power to what, friends? He gave you power, America, to actually receive that which you have today. That didn't come through your own... It may have come through your efforts, but it didn't come through your power. God doesn't bless disobedience, friends. He blesses the obedient. But students in Texas protest after teachers reprimanded for talking about God in class. The younger generation... they are beginning to stand up, folks. This has been going on for years in public schools. I've seen T-shirts concerning the issue of abortion. I've seen T-shirts where kids are wearing them in public schools. You're not killing off my generation. But what we have here today is students in Texas protest in Texas. Protest after teachers reprimanded. Folks, you need to go with those that are trying, those that are attacking your Christian heritage. You need to deal with them. The law is on your side. And that's exactly what these young people are doing in Texas. You need to deal with the issues. It's not difficult. It gets a little contentious. But you know what? The Bible tells us that we're supposed to contend for the faith. I know that contention, man, I'm telling you, I have seen so many. Hey, folks, people that I've worked with for years don't understand why they're to contend for the faith. They just think you have an attitude problem. They just think you're mad. They think that you just want to release and vent on others. No, those that are born of the Spirit of God, they don't settle for the smoke. They know the counterfeits. They can make distinctions. Those that are born by the Holy Ghost, they can make distinction between the sheep and the goats just because they can't see it. It's like this. For years I've had people... not a one of them understood what I was going through. Not a one of them. Not even my wife. It reminds me of Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King used to get 50 death threats a day. I don't get that many. But he used to get 50 death threats a day. And he said to those that would follow him, that wanted to be in the limelight just like him, he wasn't applying for the job, but they were. It was interesting. He would say, you know, you think this is, you know, a game. You're just all fun, and he would say. He said, but one day, a bullet's going to get me, and you just might get in the way. See, it's surreal to those that aren't born of the Spirit of God. They don't understand the Spirit of God. The word contend defined means to assert something as a position in argument. And yet, Scripture tells us we're to contend for the faith. And isn't it interesting, out of contending for that faith, it exposes the counterfeit. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. It was needful for me to write unto you, friends, and exhort you into the call that God has called you to walk in, that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Oh, we're not supposed to be contentious. No, in a time like this, folks, how can you not be a controversialist speaking forth the gospel of Jesus Christ? There's warfare all over us, folks. Hey, there's one to the left of us. There's one to the right of us. They can't get away from us. Well, let's expose the counterfeit. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. These are the people that point the finger back at real Christians and condemn them for their actions. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into carnal lusts, lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you deny Him? Disobey Him. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GTMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GTMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.